I'm sure you didn't mean to cause offence, David, but as you know, we have to consider everyone's feelings in the workplace.
Yeah, correct, Amundo.
You're happy to propagate a stereotype of Irish people being educationally subnormal or gay people being ridiculously camp?
Well, I never actually specify whether he is a homosexual or not, so that's in your mind.
What about telling sexist jokes to women?
Oh. You're saying I should only tell them to men? Sexist?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't tell sexist jokes at all.
Oh, okay.
You said something about bras.
Yeah, just harmless fun.
Go on.
What's the definition of a glass bra?
Smash and grab.
Okay, honk. Violence against women is seldom a laughing matter.
Where's the violence?
You're smashing a woman's bra and then you're grabbing her breasts.
Not literally, in a joke. And the violence isn't the funny bit.
What is the funny bit, David?
Honk honk. Funny noise, funny organs.
The British comic writer and director Ricky Gervais pretty much reset the clocks on British comedy when he released the mock documentary television series The Office back in 2001. The show's awkward realism, his own nervous tics and silences, seem to be cribbed by just about every comedian in subsequent years, though none of them captured the deep relevance of his central character, a suburban office manager named David Brent, a middle-class, middle-aged white British man who was as frustrated with his own mediocrity as he was unable to learn from his mistakes. David Brent was a case study in overreach, a man whose desire to be funny, popular and successful reflected a stunning insecurity. In David Brent, Life on the Road, things have not gotten better. Brent is now in his mid-50s, his career has sunk with the British economy. He's no longer a manager at a paper merchant's, but he's working as a sales rep at a personal hygiene company. He still holds his lifelong dream of becoming a professional entertainer, though, and when a TV crew comes to make a Where Are They Now special, he decides to gamble his savings on a band of session musicians to tour a set list of his own derivative but sometimes surprisingly endearing songs around England's backwaters. Anyone familiar with the story arc of the small screen David Brent, which spanned 14 episodes and a Christmas special, will recognise where this film is heading. It's clear from the beginning that there's a safety net to protect Brent's free fall into complete humiliation. A female colleague has an inexplicable soft spot for him, and a young black rapper, played by Doc Brown, the brother of Zadie Smith, who's ostensibly managed by Brent but then co-opted into the band, displays a begrudging loyalty. Unfortunately, Gervais can't quite finesse Brent's quasi-redemptive arc as smoothly in 90 minutes as he did in two seasons of television, which makes this silver lining feel unearned. That said, as a character, David Brent has tread on his tires yet. And even if, yes, we've seen him in an oversized, ostentatious brown leather jacket before, and yes, that nervous side eye to camera is almost a self-parody, his awkwardness still stings. There's also a wonderful array of stony-faced men and women, among whom a real group of musicians, whose scorn, pity, and disbelief further encourage our own squirm impulse. It's a shame the film's claim to originality as a mirror to the meaner, more cutthroat Britain since the global financial meltdown is underexplored. I counted one passing shot of a panhandling Muslim woman on a cold street as the only evidence to illustrate the idea. And in this sense, Life on the Road really doesn't resonate like its predecessors, despite its claims to engage with the current moment. In part, Gervais struggles to condense the insights and richness of his small screen creations into cinematic storytelling. But it's certainly far from the failure of the AbFab movie. David Brent, Life on the Road is able to trigger some genuine laughs and, well, at least according to the man sitting next to me, a few gasps of recognition. David Brent, Life on the Road is out now.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy,
Potato Scallops,
the unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, mama, you skipped over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us here.
Subscribe now.